following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Okay, so what's your favorite back? Quarterback? Halfback? How about 75 bucks back? Now through November 6th, when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride event, you'll get a Cooper Tires Visa prepaid card for up to $75 by mail. Get your mail-in form and complete terms and conditions at a participating Cooper Tire retailer or CooperTireRebates.com. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Card issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural, extreme savings throughout the store starts tomorrow. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39, get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And Hohner harmonicas, just $4. Starting tomorrow, make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockade, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds. Over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Sorrell. 45. 40. Lance Sorrell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Lance Sorrell. Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. And Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. And what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win. The kick is
is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. Abdullah, a little bit of shake and bake. With room to run! What kind of speed do you have, young guy? Down the right sideline! He's got a chance! Yes! Touchdown, Nebraska!
Third down and 20. Quinn, good protection. Pass to the sideline. Good. Out of bounds at the 25. Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Unwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down. Third to long five. Heading to the end zone, and very close to it was Dean Steinkoder. He's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him to the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways, and here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score!
Snap back to Taylor. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught, Cotton, 15, 10, Bam to the 5, dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1-yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. Gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska got it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up, ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket. Eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Was there,
and the Cornhuskers will go for two. They trail 17-50. Full house backfield. Frazier will throw. It's good. 2-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch. Game tied at 17.
Fumble picked up on the back.
in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it. Looks. Throws. Pass. Caught. Kenny Bell. Dive. Touchdown.
Sal Jones, the lone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap. Gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 15. He's gone. Touchdown.
How about the biggest comeback in school?
Far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out in a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sets a tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska, and the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8, the ball at the 24-yard line of Miami, but they're down by 7.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap. On 2nd and 10, Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. On 35, Marlowe to the 30, 25-20, 15-10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
Good morning. It is a football Friday, unlike most other football Fridays. Well, we had a football Thursday the night before. Randy Buschcutter, Jim Langan. We're here with the Doug and Daddy Show because, well, our faithful leader, Doug Duda, is out braving the wind and the elements out at the state cross country meet. We'll have a report from him throughout the course of the day, and about 11:20 or so this morning, we'll have one of his first updates as well. A full night of high school football last night, a lot to kind of rehash with that. And the game I had last night, Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg, interesting matchup. Gothenburg, they're a pretty solid football team there, Jimmy Lane.
Hey, they're good. You know, Kearney Catholic's the real deal.
Kearney Catholic's the real deal, I think, there. You know, Gothenburg competed well. The win, I think, had a lot to do with the game. But I think, you know, Kearney Catholic, their first-team defense, I don't think has given up a point all year long. I know that they had a fake punt. St. Paul had a fake punt and scored on their first-team defense. But, you know, and if you look at Adams Central and look at the points they've given up, they've gave up one touchdown to GICC. That could be an intriguing matchup if those two teams would meet. And I don't think they have to, you know, those two teams, Adams Central and Kearney Catholic, don't have to think anything about that. People on the east side. I know other people are picking those people on the east, but I think these two teams can play.
And Boone Central will be in that mix. Probably in the west, we'll have a much better idea after some more games tonight. It's really interesting because, you know, that 31st, 32nd, 33rd team in those wild card standings are going to help decide where the line's drawn, who's in the east bracket, who's in the west bracket. You drive yourself nuts if you really try to figure out even which side they're going to be on. Clearly, Kearney Catholic will be west. Clearly, Adams Central will be on the west side. But Pierce, where they going to be? Where's Norfolk Catholic going to be? Even Boone Central could potentially move. So it's going to be interesting to see where those lines are drawn. And there are some other teams around here that I think are pretty intriguing. You know, Gothenburg, very solid line. Central City, a very good line. We've seen Gibbon earlier this year. You know, they're a pretty solid football team at 5-2. There's some teams that aren't necessarily that, you know, undefeated, and you're thinking necessarily could make it to Lincoln, but there are going to be some tough outs when the playoffs roll around.
You know, when you look at Gibbon, they're 5-2. They're playing a Central City team that's 2-5, but their point totals are about the same because of the schedules. You know, Gibbon's had a little easier schedule than Central City has, and that's why their point totals are like that. That'll be a very interesting game, a big game for Gibbon. You know, a huge game for their point total to see if they can get up there because, you know, you don't want to play one of those teams that's 8-0 that first round.
No, you don't want to run into that. And Central City has a solid line. Had a chance to see them and Gibbon. They have such talent at the every position. Where they put bench. It doesn't matter where they put him. That young man, I've drawn a blank on his name from
Eli
Van Meter.
Yeah, Van Meter kid. Yeah.
He's got about 1,000 yards rushing three games. Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where they put him. They use him a little bit at wide receiver on some sets, and they ran him. And I was just incredibly impressed by him when we saw him. Couldn't think of his name, but I was incredibly impressed by him when we saw him play early this year against Wood River.
You know, another team that I think we need to look at is Centura. Centura won last night. They beat Southern Valley. And, you know, they run the ball. And the windy as it was yesterday, they had a kid. He had 4 touchdowns. His name's Jake Hickok. Carried the ball 28 times for 188 yards. Another player on their team also carried the ball 28 times. That's Levi Rosenquist. And he's a sophomore. He had 109 yards. You know, they win 28-12. And, they were 2-4, needed to win out. And did it. They're 4-4, and they're going to get into the playoffs. That's what's exciting about some of the schools that haven't been there for a while. You know, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central, like we talked about them, they're going. You know, they just don't know where they're going to be. East, west, they're looking at that. Other teams are just hoping to get in. They're going to be buying T-shirts now.
Yeah, and that's great. That's how you build a program. That's how you get going. You can't have that 10-year run until you make it for that very first year.
That's
exactly and
right.
That's how you kind of get things going. So, you know, good for them. And they had their backs up against the wall, and they answered the bell.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that'll be kind of exciting. Well, we got a lot of football. We'll be talking hockey later on, and we'll have cross country. So we're kind of a multi-sport feast here on this Friday. And it feels like Saturday after getting back late from Gothenburg last night and having the football game. But just really kind of in that football mode as it's rolling around. Of course, we might even talk a little baseball as well. Yankees out. The Cardinals look like, they're the strongest team, obviously, in the National League, and the Tigers are already there waiting for whoever the winner is. Do you follow much baseball?
Yeah, I sure do. Unfortunately, for a lot of different reasons,
yeah,
I
yeah.
do. But, I'm umpiring a baseball game today at UNK's playing McCook at a scrimmage at 2 o'clock. So I follow it pretty good. But, what's kind of interesting to me is how the Yankees batted about .190 and it's just amazing how that happened. I mean, we're talking about some great athletes all at the same time going 0-28 or 0-20. I can't ever remember that happening, And in fact, they wouldn't even be around here, except they had one pinch hitter that came in and did some runs, or, Baltimore would be playing, So that you're exactly right.
And it's just kind of interesting how that catches, but that's true when we talk about football as well. You get a team that's hot, the guy next to you makes the block, it's easy for you to make your block, and pretty soon that kind of success is contagious, and that failure is also contagious as well. We see that in all levels of sport. One guy getting hot can kind of get the rest of the team hot, and sometimes they have to carry him. In a long baseball season, you can carry him, but you don't have time to do that in baseball when you have these short series, whether it be a 5-game series or a 7-game series. There was a funk earlier this year that every team that's still alive in baseball, they had a funk where they didn't play very well for 3 or 4 games, and nobody basically said, oh, now we got to dismantle them. And now everybody's saying, oh, you got to dismantle the Yankees. And I think that's maybe a little bit of an overreaction.
Yeah, I think, I'm not for sure on this, but, a guy that's making $500,000 and he goes into a little bit of a slump, people kind of protect him a little bit. You're making $90 million. They don't want you to have that long of a slump, they do that. But, Detroit pitching was awful good, too, in that series. And if you think about the Detroit Tigers, it wasn't like they were just throwing, slow pitch softballs up there. The Yankees were having trouble hitting that pitching.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. A great weekend of college football as well. You take a look at the lineups that are out there and some of the games in our Pigskin Pick'em that we're going to be doing here in a little bit. See if we can give away some food from the chicken coop for you later on. You've been successful to make sure that hasn't happened, as it's going to be a pretty good feast that they're going to run into there. But there's some great matchups. I'm really intrigued by Kansas State and West Virginia. Obviously, very invested in Northwestern and Nebraska as well. But South Carolina at Florida, there's some really intriguing matchups this weekend that we get to kind of choose from.
Yeah, I mean, they're all 50-50 games probably on this when you look at it. Other than Michigan State at Michigan, I think earlier in the year that was probably going to be a pretty good deal. But I think Cunningham's is where that goes. That $140 is going to go to Cunningham's.
Wow.
But,
fade today.
Yeah, that's all right. But, it'll be interesting if somebody can win today. And, Randy, I hate to tell you this, but I think the pressure's on. I think the last time you did this, they won, and now we went seven straight weeks.
I'm not saying it's,
I'm not going to try to put the pressure on you.
And I've been stewing on this so much, I even forget what we're giving away here. And I still have it. I finally decided what I'm going to do with my South Carolina-Florida game, and we'll get to that later on. I think we're going to have a chance to talk with a guy from ESPN Chicago about the Northwestern game, and one of the things I kind of want to ask him is just the differences between those two schools, their histories, that tradition, and we can talk about all that stuff, but in Nebraska, it is such a big deal. Nebraska football is such a big deal here. Chicago, I'm really curious. Do people in Chicago pay more attention to Notre Dame, to Illinois, to Northwestern? I mean, they're the Bears, the White Sox, the Cubs, the Bulls. I mean, there's just so much going on in the metro area of Chicago. Is Northwestern football even an afterthought? I mean, it's so prominent in our statewide consciousness here. To me, it's interesting just that other end of that where there's, you know, you certainly have your diehards, but is the rank and file members of the Chicago area, do they really care about this game?
Yeah, I'm sure they're interested in it. I mean, if you're a college football fan, but, you know, like you say, there's plenty of things to do in Chicago, you know. And, you know, with a lot of teams to follow, right, you know. But if the Bears are winning, you know, I think they're going to get some attention. If the Bears are losing, then you look for something else. But, you know, when Northwestern did have that big move there, and they won a couple times, you know, they went to the Rose Bowl. That was a lot of excitement. Because if you only go to the Rose Bowl once every 30 years, you know, you might want to go that year.
Yeah, and the thing about that, too, is, it's the Rose Bowl. I mean, that's always, if you can't go to the national championship game, where you want to go? You want to go to the Rose Bowl. I mean, it is the granddaddy of them all, and that year that they went, that was so magical. And they've actually gone a couple of times. But the very first year that they went, that was such a huge deal for them. That was an interesting story. And Nebraska wasn't even in the conference at the time. I mean, that was something that people around here paid a lot of attention to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think, you know, that coach ended up going to Colorado, and then we paid a little more attention to him.
Yeah. And he had a lot of issues there, than he had at Northwestern. Great matchups. And by the way, if you're looking for a good opportunity to tailgate, Troutman's the way to go there. They have quality steaks. They have them aged a minimum of 30 days. The tenderness, the flavor, outstanding. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. And I'm not a big seafood aficionado, but they have a tremendous selection of fresh, frozen seafood at Troutman's. And, of course, I'm more of a meat guy, certified Angus beef. They have custom-cut meat selections at Troutman's. The service, always friendly, always personal. You could spin around in a circle, point your finger, and you can find something delicious that you can purchase there at Troutman's. There's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase, unlike those grocery store meat departments. And again, you cannot make a bad selection there at Troutman's. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little hockey with Josh Algy, the head coach of the Storm, as they have a big weekend coming up at home. And we'll talk to the coach right after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Technology has simplified the way we handle everyday tasks, like banking. Do it online. No need for a teller. Same goes for sending out letters and packages. Do everything right from your desk with Stamps.com. There's no need to go to the post office anymore. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and your own printer. You get exact postage for any letter or package whenever you need it 24/7. Then you just hand your mail to the mailman. He does the rest. You'll never have to go to the post office again. If you run a small business, you absolutely have to have Stamps.com, a money and time saver. Right now, use my name, Colin, for this special offer, a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. And don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, and type in Colin. That's Stamps.com and enter Colin.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three and get the fourth free on select tires from Goodyear and Hankook. Plus, get manufacturer's rebates from Goodyear, Cooper, and Hankook up to $160 on your purchase of selected tires. Register to win one of three $500 Shield shopping sprees or a guided pheasant hunt at Top Gun Hunting. If you need tires, you don't want to miss this sale. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 27th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
You'll have fun! When you make it Fonner Park.
Make it fabulous food, full bar, and action entertainment at Fonner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on coast-to-coast racing from 15 tracks, including Turf Paradise and Santa Anita, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Play live draw Keno. Enjoy the weekend prime rib special and twilight racing. Watch the Husker Northwestern game Saturday at the Finish Line, Grand Island, number one for food and fun.
And welcome back here to the Doug and Daddy Show. And we're coming to you from the Midway broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chevrolet Chrysler Jeep Ram. And the Mopar Express Lane is open and ready for business. It's Kearney's best speedy lube express with oil changes, 30 minutes left, saving you your funds as well as your time. An ASC certified technician will drain, replace your oil, change your filter, give you a 27-point safety inspection, and complimentary automobile wash, all within a half hour or less, with no appointment needed, complete with, and this is the part I like, the large screen TV, comfortable chair, espresso machine, coloring books for the children's or yourself if you're so inclined, and a whole lot more. I like it when I get to relax instead of getting all dirty changing my oil. So think Midway.com. Midway, a better way. And trying to get a restart to the season would be the Tri-City Storm. They start the year at 1-4, and kind enough to join us to talk about a big series of games coming up this weekend is Storm coach Josh Howgy. And coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're 1-3-1. We're going to take that bonus point for losing in a shootout.
So
we're going to take any points we can get right now.
You bet. And, you know, you look at those scores, you've been into some really tight games. You mentioned the shootout loss. There's another one-goal loss. I mean, so you're not too far away. You don't have to change too many plays through the course of a hockey game for you guys right now to have that winning record.
No, we like where we're at. But, I mean, you hit it right on the head, though. At the end of the day, when you look, you write it down on paper, we're 1-3-1, and we got to find ways to win those games, and we're not far, but it's just one or two plays that are the difference right now.
And if you're going to try to get the fans excited about it, what you ought to do is bring in the team that you're going to see twice this weekend, huh?
Anytime Omaha's come to town, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, and their fans travel so well, and obviously getting a big crowd would be very instrumental maybe to having a pretty successful weekend. Would you not agree?
Well, it's always a big difference for us. I mean, when the fans are into it and loud, it really gets our guys going. You know, we got some guys that have been around, but we also have a lot of young guys that really feed off that energy. And it's a big difference for us to have the fans really into it and to be loud.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, I was going to say, I noticed that on Fridays you're having kids in free. There's some things. What other promotions are you doing this year to get more fans there? I know right now, Kearney High plays high school football. You know, Nebraska's playing a Saturday football game. You know, there's a competition for fans. What are you doing there to try to get more people to come?
Well, I think the first thing is just the promotions that you talked about, free kids Fridays. I mean, just trying to get, you know, make it affordable for families. Saturday, you know, you got, you know, Scooby-Doo coming to the rink and different things that way. But I guess for us as a staff, we're really trying to play an up-tempo style and really make the games back and forth and a lot of fun for the fans to watch. We want to play physical and hard and really just push the tempo of games. And I think that, you know, we haven't had the big offensive output that we're expecting or that we think we're going to have this season. But, again, we're not far away from that. Like, we're just learning how to play this way, and I think it's just a matter of time before we can start putting up, you know, four or five goals a night.
Coach, talk a little bit about your style. I mean, what I've kind of seen in years past is really kind of a dump-and-chase style of hockey. Are you kind of changing that methodology of how you're trying to put pressure in front of the net?
Yeah, we want to change the culture here a little bit, and that's, you know, it starts with puck possession, and we want to be a team that possesses the puck the majority of the game. We don't want to dump and chase. I mean, there's... And in any game, you're going to dump and chase it sometimes, but You know, we want to be a team that, you know, drives pucks in deep, uses their speed, and really, you know, makes plays offensively with our, with the skill that we have and the ability that we have with our players.
And you didn't come into the season with team captains already chosen. You announced them this week. Talk a little bit about the decision not to start the season with that already done, why you chose to wait a little bit to do that, and also the captains that were chosen.
Well, I mean, if we come into the season choosing them, it's basically choosing them as a staff. And, you know, we think we make good decisions a lot of the time. I mean, we hope we do. And but at the end of the day, the guys are the ones that are playing there, and they're the ones that, you know, are battling with each other, and they know who leads them on the ice. And we wanted them to get a little bit of feel for each other, and we had them vote this week. And, you know, at the end of it, we had the final say on who we selected, but, you know, the guys made it pretty obvious who they wanted for their captains, and that's what we decided to go with.
One of those guys is Brian Ward, who's really a veteran, third year in the league. Is he kind of the go-to guy? And talk about him versus both Tim Bonner and Lydus, who's the other captain.
Yeah, really, Brian, you know, every player actually voted for him to be the captain, which says a lot about his leadership skills and just what he brings to us. He's a guy who he's not super talkative. He's pretty quiet, but when he says something, everybody listens. And when he says something, it's important, and the guys know it. And he does it at the right times. I think all three of them lead by example. Tim's a pretty nice young man. He's very easy to approach. He's very talkative. He's the guy that, you know, when guys are probably having problems, he'd be the one that they go to. And then Heike Liedis is just a competitor, and he leads by just the way he plays every night, and he'll do anything for the team to win.
How important is it to have some success this weekend? I mean, to me, it's kind of interesting. You play the same team, you know, both Friday and Saturday night. A lot of times that second game, third period, after you played each other six periods in the over two nights, it can get a little physical, it can get a little chippy, and there's really kind of an edge, I always feel, whenever you have that two-game series where you play the same team two nights in a row.
Yeah, a lot of times you play somebody on Friday night and then you don't see him for 2 weeks. You kind of forget about what they did via the first period on a Friday night 2 weeks ago. So most of that stuff on the Saturday night, it shows up in the second game, and it's a pretty physical, and, you know, some stuff happens in that second night usually that, you know, if the games were spread out over the course of time, you wouldn't see as much. But it's a good test for us. I mean, it's our first one where we have two at home on a weekend, and I think, you know, we've played, like we said, we've played some pretty good hockey, but we haven't, you know, we definitely haven't played our best yet, and we haven't played a full 60 minutes for any game this season. So I think it's going to be a real good test for us against a team in Omaha that is kind of desperate for a win as well, to see what we can come out and do and if we can set our pace and we can dictate the flow of the game.
Talking a couple more minutes here with Josh Houngey, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Coach, give us a little scouting report on the Lancers. What do they do? What do you need to counter when they come into town for two games this weekend?
Well, they're a real skilled hockey team. They got some guys that are very talented. I think if we play physical, we limit their time and space up front, and, you know, really put pressure on their defense. I think the weakness of their hockey team would be their defense. They have a young D core, not a lot of guys that have played in the league, and they've given up a lot of goals just because of, you know, having that inexperienced D-core. Also, they do have a guy that bails them all a lot, and Alex Lyon in the pipes for him there. He's arguably top three goaltender in the league, so we have to get traffic, and we have to really get into his scoring areas to make sure that we finish chances, because he's a very talented goaltender. Up front, I think, probably led by Alex Rauter. He'll be number 29 for him. And number nine, Chatham, they're both pretty good players, and they can find a way to score.
Well, you mentioned their goaltender a little bit. How are things going for you in that?
You know, we've been real pleased. You know, Christian Fry and Johan Mattson have given us a chance to win every game we've been in. And tonight, Christian Fry will be going. It'll actually be his first start here at home for us. Even though he played here last year, this is going to be his first game getting the start at home.
Well, best of luck to you this weekend, and you know, I'm going to have the opportunity to watch you, so I'll ask better questions the next time we interview, Josh.
No, there are some good ones, and hopefully we put on a good show for you guys tonight.
Well, I hope so. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Josh Algy, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Again, the Omaha Lancers coming into town. And you know what? You don't have to be a big hockey fan to really pick up on the energy when those two teams get together, because, you know, over the years, they just don't like each other very much.
Yeah, I think that's true. I've been to a few of those hockey games, and like you say, that's a good point. It seems like usually in that second night, you'll see a fight or two.
Absolutely, and that always doesn't matter who they play. It always seems it works that way after two games. Well, if you've had some problems this summer as well, maybe you need to take a look at your irrigation system. If you have constant hassles with your electronically powered pivot irrigation system, if you're wondering if there's a better choice, for Dan Mercer, who farms near Gibbon, Nebraska, he found a solution, and that was simple. He had seven hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems put on his farm, put to work for him, and he says when spring comes around, he hits the button and they go to work. You can discover the T&L difference just like Dan did. See your local T&L dealer or visit T&L's website at TLIRR.com. That is TL, short for irrigation, TLIRR.com today. T&L irrigation system, proven technology that works. It's also time for us to do our trivia question. Northwestern and Nebraska have played five times before last season and also a 2000 bowl game. When was the last time the two schools played? Northwestern and Nebraska have played five times. Don't count last season. That's kind of a gimme here. But before last season and the 2000 bowl game, when was the last time those two schools played before 2000? You think about it. We'll take a break and give us a call, and we'll give you a chance to get in and try to win your $140 from Cunningham's. Give us a call here at the Doug and Daddy Show. Take a break. We'll be back right after this.
In a minute, it's the PlatteRiverPreps.com State High School Cross Country Report with Doug Duda. A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about. This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction has been your number one call. Design, builds, and general contractors in Kearney. Congratulations to all the athletes competing in state competition. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Time for a state cross country update. I'm Doug Duda. The Class D girls will get this year's meet underway at 12 noon, followed by the Class B girls and races every 30 minutes until Class A boys wrap it up at 3:30. Here are the teams that will be running today. On the girls' side, Kearney in Class A, Lexington in Class B. Area teams in Class C include Adams Central, Minden, Holdridge, and Cozad, while in Class D, Ord and Bertrand Loomis. On the boys' side, Kearney will try to defend their championship in Class A. Hastings and Lexington run in the Class B field. Cozad and Minden will be in the Class C field. And Ord will try to defend their Class D state championship. Grand Island Central Catholic, Shelton, Kennesaw, and Hastings St. Cecilia will all be on hand. There's always plenty of individuals that are running in the meet today as well. In Class A for the boys, Colin Atfill and Michelle Scholschel from Grand Island. For the Class B girls, Marika Van Brocklet of Hastings and Megan Billington of Grand Island Northwest, along with Maureen Boyd of Hastings, will be running. On the Class C boys, Nick Lindwald of Adams Central, along with Sam Lindblad of Adams Central, will be running today. In the Class C boys, Colin Muse of Kearney Catholic will be in the field. Also on the girls' side in Class C, Gabby Feldner of Kearney Catholic will be running. Class D today on the girls' side, Allie Massad of Grand Island Central Catholic is in the field. And from Hastings St. Cecilia, you'll have Noelle Heinscher and Tess Wallmeyer that will be running. Finally, plenty of Class D boys that are not on teams but running individually. They include Jake Eckel of Gibbon, Blake Ballard of Donovan Trumbull, Chase Cronow of Blue Hill, Brandon Cusick Music of Ravenna and Caleb Gebhardt of St. Paul. Girls include Lexi Hoffman of Donovan Trumbull, Kelsey Randall and Jalen Randall of Franklin, Julia Altrup of Blue Hill, Bailey Ziegler of St. Paul, Desiree Leach of Centura, and Ravenna's Shania McCormick and Victoria Bitts will all be running as individuals today. Keep it here for updates all day long from State Cross Country. I'm Doug Duda.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Aquasure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
$180 for windows? You know better. If your goal is to beautify your home with energy-efficient windows that will last a lifetime, call Obermiller Seamless. Voted the best for seamless steel siding, guttering, windows, and doors. Obermiller Seamless. Call today.
Find all the state high school cross-country results at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. It is time for Pigskin Pick'em. We do have the winner to our trivia question. Our question was, Nebraska and Northwestern have played five times. They played in the bowl game in 2000. They played last year, of course. Last time they played before that was 1974. And knowing that was Trent from Blue Hill. So Trent has already won a coupon for a large meal deal sandwich at any of three locations at Big Dally's Deli. Big Dally's Deli, the home of the Brazilians of a bazillion different sandwiches. Big Dally's Deli also offers many other menu items like soups and salads. You could eat something different every day for the next 9 years, I swear to goodness. And all of them are good at Big Dally's Deli. Trent, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
All right.
Hey, take you guys down.
Hey, congratulations getting in again. You're fairly successful in kind of picking our pockets here at the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, well, smartphone helps.
And doesn't hurt at all. Well, you got opportunity to win a $140 certificate from Cunningham's. Smartphone may not help you as much as you would like it to here. Our first game is Wake Forest at Virginia. And by the way, you're going against both me and Jim. We'll give you some of Doug's picks as well. But we'll let you think about the first one. Wake Forest at Virginia. Jim, who you got?
I got Wake Forest.
And just to break things up, I got Virginia. Trent, what's your thought?
I'll take Virginia.
You've got Virginia. All right. And our illustrious regular here, Doug Duda, he's in as well. He's also got Virginia. North Carolina State at Maryland. I decided to go with North Carolina State. Trent, what's your thoughts?
I like NC State.
You like NC State as well. Jim?
Yep, I'm taking North Carolina State.
It is a clean sweep. Doug has them as well. Virginia Tech at Clemson, and Virginia Tech down in Death Valley. Doug has Clemson. I've got Clemson. Jim?
I'm taking Clemson.
All right. Is it a clean sweep here, Trent?
Yeah, I'll take Clemson, too.
All right. I didn't want to talk you into anything there. Also this weekend is the game, Stanford at Cal. My money is on the band, but we'll see what happens here. Trent, we're going to put you on the spot first here. Stanford at Cal, who you got?
Stanford.
All right, Stanford for you. I've got Stanford as well.
I'm taking California.
Ooh, you are the oddball in this selection because Doug has Stanford as well in that one. Michigan State, I went with the Wolverines. Jim?
Yep, I'm taking Michigan.
All right, Trent, your thoughts?
I'll take Michigan State.
All right, just upsetting the apple cart there a little bit. You got Michigan State. Doug also took Michigan State. Now, by the way, you don't have to beat Doug, so you don't have to worry about him at all. Penn State at Iowa. I've got Penn State. Trent?
I'll take Iowa.
You're going to take Iowa? All right.
I'm going to go with you. I'm going to take Iowa.
All right, fair enough. Indiana at Navy. They rolled up some pretty good points in a loss against Ohio State, and that's got me believing a little bit. I've got Indiana. Trent, who you have?
I'll take Indiana. Big Ten team.
All right, take Indiana at Navy. Jim?
I'm going to go with Las Vegas. I'm going to take Navy.
All right, and Doug went with Navy as well. Texas Tech at TCU. TCU, the Horned Frogs, and the Red Raiders. Jim?
I'm going to take Texas Christian.
All right, you got TCU. I've got TCU. Trent, who do you have?
I'll take TCU.
Taking TCU as well, and that one is also a clean sweep because Doug's got that one. I think a great matchup here, Kansas State at West Virginia. The first one to 70 is probably going to win that one. At least that's the way West Virginia's games have been going. I've got the Mountaineers. Trent, who you want to go with?
West Virginia.
You're going to go West Virginia? Jim?
I guess I'm going to go with West Virginia also.
All right. And, again, that one is a clean sweep as well. LSU at Texas A&M. Kind of weird to say that A&M is in an SEC game. I'm still not adjusted to that, but a big SEC matchup. I'm going with LSU. Jim?
You know, I'm going to take Texas A&M here.
All right. Break the tie for us, Trent.
I'll take LSU.
You got LSU as well. Our final game, and this was kind of a coin flip, by the way, Doug had LSU. This one was really a coin flip for me. I literally flipped a coin. South Carolina at Florida, down in the swamp, and because of the home field, I decided to go with Florida. Jim?
I took Florida also.
All right, a couple of Floridas. Trent, what you got?
I'll take South Carolina.
All right, there's your opportunity to make some points up against this. Doug also went with South Carolina. Our tiebreaker always is a Nebraska game. Of course, Nebraska is at Northwestern. And Trent, what are your? We already have ours written down. So, what's your tiebreaker points?
I'll go 63.
And we're all thinking pretty much the same thing because I also went with 63, but I'm going to change that just so we have a little bit of fun. Well, all right, I'll go. No, I'm going to stick with 63. That's not fair.
Yeah, you can't change that.
Hey, I did see
right
what
on.
You have, and I changed it because originally I had.
He had 61. That's my number, 61. So you'll need, if we get down to the tiebreaker, I believe if you have a tie him and you get exactly 63, then you guys got to split that. You're going to have to split that Cunningham's deal.
Hey, I'll be happy to hang out with you, Trent. I'm in if you're in.
Hey, I'll take that,
Bill. All right.
I bet we could hammer that one out.
We could have a pretty darn good time. Trent, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Trent from Blue Hill. And, again, great minds think alike because I had 63. Before that, I had 61. So everybody's kind of thinking the same area there. In fact, Doug, he also had 57 points. So all of us are kind of thinking that some points are going to get scored this weekend in Evanston, Illinois. And by the way, for a smart school, don't they know where they are? Come on, Northwestern? You're not Northwestern. You're in the middle of the Midwest. Okay, they were Northwestern when the school was founded back in the day, a long time ago. Never mind. What's up next? I think we'll probably take a quick little break here in just a little bit. And a reminder for you that our ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club, you get 500 points just for signing up at ESPNSuperstation.com. You get another 100 points when you sign up for the Mobile Rewards Club. And with the Mobile Rewards Club, you also get the opportunity to get some great opportunities for good deals and some other opportunities. And it's really easy to sign up for that. You also get 110 points every day just for logging in. And once you've logged in, you can take our daily fan poll and quiz. And our question was, what is your college football game of the week? Is it South Carolina at Florida, a couple of top 10 teams? Is it Kansas State at number 13, West Virginia? Is it number 6, LSU at number 18, Texas A&M? What do you think there? What game are you looking for? South Carolina, Florida, K-State, West Virginia, or LSU, A&M?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, that LSU at A&M game looks intriguing to me. LSU's really struggled this year when they've gone on the road. You know, talk about Nebraska struggling. LSU struggled a little bit when they've gone on the road this year. When they play at home, they seem to play really well. So, you know, I kind of like that A&M knocking off to LSU.
Well, the one I like offense a little bit. At least I'm kind of in the mood for it right now. Kansas State, West Virginia, I think is very intriguing. And both of us were the least popular answers. With 62%, most people are looking forward to South Carolina at Florida. Well, here is our question for today. Again, you can log on to our ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club and sign up and then give us your vote for this one. What will you remember most about Lance Armstrong's career? What's going to stick with you the most? The Tour de France titles, the doping allegations, or his support of cancer awareness? Kind of an interesting question there because all of those things are true, but which one are you going to remember the most about Lance Armstrong? The titles, the allegations, or his support of cancer awareness? That'll be an interesting one. Once you've accumulated enough points, redeem them on great places like Hy-Vee Deli Pizza. You can buy entries to the Cunningham Super Bowl party and a 70-inch HD TV, and also Bridgestone sleeve of golf balls courtesy of Michelob Ultra, and, of course, Doug and Daddy T-shirts in the size of your choice. So log us in and give us your choice. Some interesting choices there about the career of Lance Armstrong. Well, we're going to come back here in just a little bit and talk with a member of the ESPN staff from Chicago, talk about the Northwestern game, as that's just right around the corner. We'll do that as we continue the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. There are so many reasons to show somebody you care. Birthdays, thank yous, or how about just because? I know I do that, and it pays off. My wife is never happier when I just say I sent flowers because. Send a beautiful bouquet right now of multicolored roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. For those passionate about flowers and obsessed with delivery and a smile every time, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got an amazing offer for my listeners. Order one dozen multicolored roses and get an extra dozen and a glass vase for free. That's 24 roses and a vase for just $29.99. Twice as many flowers for one low price. For birthdays or just because. Order this limited time offer today to get this and other great offers. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today as we head to a high near 63, gusty northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, winds diminishing, variable at 5 to 10 as we head back to a low of 33.
Right now, it's 46.
You know, until the guitar got in there a little bit, I thought we were in church for just a little bit there. A little concerned about Jeff's musical selections. I thought we talked about this. I thought we were going to follow Colin Cowherd's lead, and we're going to have a little Kiss later on.
Kiss was the first song.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I was busy talking to Jim. I don't know. Welcome back here to the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, a kind of an unusual day because we had high school football last night. We got a lot of high school football tonight. And it gets us thinking, if you want to stay updated with all the scores, all you have to do is text Platte River Preps to 90210 today, and you will have the opportunity to get all those scores updated to your phones. Next week, of course, the playoffs are going to start. It'll be a great opportunity to get you updated on what's going on across the state as we're going to actually expand the scores that we give to you when we get into the playoffs. So again, just text Platte River Preps to 90210, and that'll get you all those scores for tonight and leading into the playoffs, which are coming up next week as well, as we'll get you all set. And where are you at tonight?
Well, I'm refereeing at Lexington, and McCook plays Lex. You know, McCook got off to a slow start. They were 0-2, got beat by Aurora. And Scotts Bluff, yeah, you know, they started 0-2, and then they've won six straight. You know, and in Class B this year, looks like it's intriguing. You know, there's been some upsets. There's been some scores that have been, you know, and I think Lexington, you know, they're going to get in there and play them tough. We'll see what happens. It'll be a fun game to referee.
I think B is very, very interesting. You know, Scotts Bluff has got my attention. You know, Northwest, they had that strange score last week where they ended up losing, but they've been on a roll. I think Class B is pretty wide open. There's a lot of people that think pretty highly of Beatrice, haven't had a chance to see them. But, you know, Scotts Bluff has played some teams around here. I think they've gotten a lot of attention around here.
Yeah, there's no doubt, you know, that the Class B is very intriguing. It's a big league, you know. I mean, Class A, you know, Kearney High, I think, but Kearney High was 3-1, and they played, of course, week zero, and Kearney Catholic was 3-0, you know, and I told Doug, I said, you know, Kearney High and Kearney Catholic together could win 20 games. He kind of looked at me and thought, well, that's a lot of games to win, but, you know, it's still possible.
Oh, very much so.
You know, it's still possible that, you know, together, I'm just talking about, you know, that they could, one of them wins 11, one wins 9, or they go 10-10, you know, whatever that is. But, you know, that's very seldom will you have a year like that when you have two schools in the same city, you know, that can have that much success.
And it'll happen if they play up to what is probably going to be their seeding right now. And Kearney is going to lose some points tonight playing a team that it hasn't been above 500 in North Platte. So they'll actually drop a little bit. But they have a comfortable lead now. Right now they're 2 in the state, and they have a fairly comfortable lead between them and number 3. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not they hold on to that number 2 ranking. If you play up to your seeding, which means you make it to the state finals, I think we're pretty much guaranteed that we'll have 20 wins between the two high schools here in town.
Yeah, I didn't look at the seeding that close. I do know how the NSA score the points work. You know, you were talking earlier, you know, see if a team that wins in you play 8 games, you know, if you go 3-5, you get 5 additional points for beating somebody that goes 3-5 compared to 2-6. That's their breakoff. The other breakoff point is 5-3 and 6-2. So there's just two big breaking points. There's a team that's 1-7 or 1-6 tonight playing somebody that's like 2-5, and that's a huge game in the NSAA point totals. It affects about 6 teams that are going to be involved in the playoffs, and it actually breaks the East and West points. It's a Class C1 school, and they're way out in the East. You know, and those two teams don't really know how much they're playing for everybody else here.
Yeah, so, and when that happened, that again, we talked about in C and in Classes D, you divide things East and West. That game can have a huge impact on who's East, who's West, you know, whether Kearney Catholic is going to have to play Boone Central and Adams Central to make it to the final. I mean, just all sorts of things come out of that. You can drive yourself nuts if you try to figure out right now where teams are going to play until everybody's done playing.
You know, and you know, Shelton and Kennesaw, Bertrand, Medicine Valley, those teams in D2, you know, they're sure hoping Giltner goes East. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, it just is an advantage. And it's, you know, to get somebody like that, you know, when that one score when they played Kennesaw, it kind of showed you just, you know, maybe how good Giltner can be, you know, in D2.
And you kind of mentioned some scores as well. I mean, there's been a lot of point differentials this year. We've seen a lot of lopsided games, and when that happens, you get that running clock. You don't have the opportunity to get some of those younger kids out there. I think some coaches are mindful of that, and they want to get a little bit more playing time for some of their kids so they kind of reel back the reins a little bit.
You know what, Coach? That's kind of interesting. You know, Sutton last night was 7-0, and they played Superior, who was 0-7. And, you know, when you're 7-0, you got a pretty good idea what's going to happen. Let's really face reality on this. And they beat them 33-13, and I'm not for sure what actually happened there in that game, but I do know that a lot of other people that Sutton had beat had really took it to Superior and beat them pretty bad, you know. And I think sometimes in high school football, we got to be real careful when this happens. And I just, you know, I'm really happy when I see a score like that wasn't, again, what I had to look at the paper and see where it was 72-0 or 66-6. You know, and there's a lot of coaches that learn, you know, after you've done that a couple times, that sportsmanship is pretty important too.
Absolutely. And a great matchup coming up in Evanston, Illinois tomorrow. And we're going to talk about that right now. We have a guest to join us, and we'll we'll feed them as BK always takes care of our guests. Home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Get your Whopper today and try some sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, flavory addition to any sandwich. If you're not in the mood for burgers, well, they have chicken sandwiches, a wrap. They have locations to serve you. They also got Cinnabuns mini rolls. If you don't like those, you're just not living. Warm dough filled with cinnamon topped with rich cream cheese frosting. They're at 56 and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. As guests of the Doug and Danny Show receive, we'll feed them, and we'll have to mail that to Scott Powers of ESPNChicago.com. Scott, thanks you so much for joining us. First question I want to ask you, to me, just the culture of these two programs is just so much different, as Nebraska football is such a big deal here. Nebraska football is such a big deal. I think of Chicago, and there's so much going on. You've got the Bears, you got the Bulls, you got everything else, even the shadow of Notre Dame football. How big of a deal is Northwestern football in Chicago?
I think it's slightly growing. Part of the problem is a lot of people don't who go to Northwestern aren't from this area. And the school's not as large. I think Chicago's more Illinois-based, still Illini. I think they fought the hardest they could during that Wrigley Field game to keep the tickets away from Illinois, but it's, the people dominate this area, and most of the kids from this area end up going to Illinois or, schools nearby. Northwestern, obviously, you've got to have, elite students, and it's pretty expensive. So, I don't know, they just don't have a large alumni base, and then Chicago is a pro sports town, I mean, the Bears playing well, that dominates the pages now, and, the Bulls are a little bit under the wraps with Rose being out, and, it's a strange, I think Illinois basketball, slightly Illinois football, but besides that, it's completely, completely pro sports.
Yeah, it sounds like Northwestern, though. You've got this thing turned around here the last 2 years. You had a big win over Nebraska last year. The game that surprised me the most when I remember last year was, Northwestern came in and won, but didn't you lose to Army like 10-0 last year or 14-0? Help me out on that.
Well, don't say us. I'm not part of Northwestern, but they had lost with the Army. They lost to there's a couple of them there. The last year, the Nebraska game kind of really defined their season, and obviously it was, they had lost, five in a row at one point, and then, defeated Indiana and Nebraska, and then had a little bit on a roll, and then closed the season with a loss to Michigan State, and then another bowl loss. They haven't won a bowl game in, 60-plus years now. So it's, last year was definitely defined by the Nebraska game. If they don't win that Nebraska game, it's probably completely failure, and they probably wouldn't even get into a bowl at that point. So this year has been interesting. They haven't really played a whole lot of talent, I don't think. They lost at Penn State. And Penn State's, I don't think, a great team. And their schedule's been pretty mediocre. And it's probably because Boston College is a bit down. I'm sure Vandy's down. And they kind of really hit their bulk of the schedule now with, obviously, Nebraska and Iowa, Michigan State, and they get to close off with Illinois. It should be a win. But, I'm curious to see what this team's made of still. It's, it's squeaked by Syracuse, which is mediocre, and it, had some other close games. And beating Minnesota last week, and I don't think Minnesota's a great team. So I'm curious to see what I think this is their first real big test other than that Penn State game. So the offense has been good at times. The defense has struggled at times. So, it's been the other way around. So it'll be interesting to see which team arrives and which, I think defense is definitely going to be a test, especially late in the game. This Northwestern team has really, come third, fourth quarter, they've really been drained and really started allowing some big points. So, I think no matter what the score is through the first few quarters, they could be, it could be different by the end of it.
Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan, talking with Scott Powers of ESPNChicago.com. Scott, you touched on this a little bit earlier. How difficult is it to recruit football players with the high academic standards that Northwestern has? Is that one reason why they haven't really developed into that full-fledged Big Ten power? Is it just too difficult to recruit that kind of player that wants to spend that much time in the classroom?
Other schools, Stanford and such, do it. So I don't think it's impossible. I think they probably have their best athletes in there now, that at least since I have been covering Northwestern, and even when I, growing up in Chicago, one of the more athletic teams. And a lot of the kids are really young right now. They've got a couple of top 150 recruits the last couple of years, and the talent seems to be growing. So I think, the fact they're starting to prove they can win consistently and get into, five, six consecutive bowls. And I think some of that's starting to show. This team's pretty young. Cheryl was talking yesterday. I think they have 10 or so freshmen and redshirt freshmen and the two deeps, and so I think there's some potential with this team in the long, and they're starting to, recruiting's definitely starting to improve. So I think you just need to prove you can win consistently before kids will take a chance in Northwestern. And I mean, academic standards for some kids are, you know, the kids they're getting in there are ones that meet that. And I think they have a pretty good idea of who they need and what they need for the academic standards. So who they go after are usually kids that'll at least look at Northwestern now because they've won consistently in the last few years.
It seems to me Northwestern, kind of a little interesting. They've got a pretty good mobile quarterback, but you got that Northwestern still kind of shuttles them around a little bit. Talk a little bit about the quarterback situation that Northwestern has, because they won't just go with one guy.
No, they go with Trevor Siemian and Ken Coulter. Coulter was, of course, the quarterback slash wide receiver that kind of did Nebraska in last year. Siemian's got the better arm, and I think they like the potential. They're really deep at wide receiver, is probably their best position, and Coulter's more of a runner, and he can do different things. So I think at different times, they'll use the two different quarterbacks for different purposes. Siemian's been good. This is his first real year, getting a chance to start consistently, and Coulter's arm has, been in and out sometimes, and he's still proven that he can be a threat, on the run and even catching the ball. So he's like to go back and forth, and some of it's been, if one's struggling, he'll go with the other, and if he wants to, get Coulter out wide, he'll do that or in the slot. And so I think it just kind of depends on the situation. I think with Nebraska's run defense, they may give Coulter the ball a lot more on the run and see what he can do. And if that doesn't work, you may see him go back outside and Siemian come in. So it, there really hasn't been a rhyme or reason all the time, but I think they provide two different things, and it'll be interesting because both of them are still have at least Coulter has one more year, so this could be something that can go on for the next couple of years still.
And we hear that about their wide receivers and their quarterback position at Northwestern. What is really kind of the strength of Northwestern's defense? Where are they going to be their strong suit trying to shut down Nebraska?
Yeah, they've been decent on the line at times, and it's really been off and on. Last week against Minnesota, they kind of held up during some drives and gave up 13 points, and then a week before against Penn State, they allowed 22 points in the fourth quarter, and they did a similar thing against Syracuse where they nearly lost the game, and they won 42-41. The defense kind of collapsed there late, too. So it's been interesting. They haven't really been completely consistent. I don't think they've seen an offense like Nebraska's. So I picked Nebraska to win. I think their offense is going to get to Northwestern's defense eventually. It's just that inconsistency is going to hurt them.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think, that Boston College, that was a game earlier. Boston College, I think, is 0-6 right now. And that game was, I think, late in the game, it was like 15-13 or something like that. And I think Syracuse scored I think Northwestern got a late touchdown late in the game. You did beat Indiana 44-29. And, Indiana's not as bad as people are. And I know Nebraska, I think they're looking at this game as a road game. We haven't won a road game for a long time. And we're taking you very seriously. And it's just I know Bo Pelini made a comment, hey, we need to win six in a row here. That's our goal. And I think, basically most of the people in Nebraska think, hey, let's play these one at a time.
Yeah. I think Nebraska and Northwestern's in the same shape. They're bowl eligible, but it's realistic. They could lose the next four. Iowa's kind of a big rivalry game. And Michigan State struggled a little bit, but I still think their defense is capable. So I think it's a big one for Northwestern because with their stretch coming up, it's easily be 6-1 down to 6-5 and going into a rivalry game against Illinois. So I think this is a big one for Nebraska, especially a big one for Northwestern, especially being at Ryan Field. And I know I assume Nebraska's traveling well, and I know they've tried to keep the tickets out of Nebraska fans' hands, but I imagine that crowd's being mixed and. I kind of have the same feeling. This is a big game for Northwestern, especially coming off last year's win over them.
From our end, I think we've heard that Nebraska is going to travel pretty well in this, and Nebraska fans will probably try to stick around if they can for Monday night and probably even end up rooting for the Lions because there's a lot of Nebraska players that play for the Lions, Sue and Vandenbosch and the like. Talk a little bit about how the Bears are doing and that game Monday night because, that's that great black and blue division, and I think that's an interesting and a very important matchup here for the Bears.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Bears have been on a roll, and they had a bye last week. The defense is really kind of, just led them to what they're doing now. I mean, they're comparing this defense to some of the best in Bears history, and, the last two games, they've, returned four interceptions for touchdowns and been really, dynamic there. So, I don't know, Detroit's been hit or miss. All their games have been close. I think the Bears expect to win this one and kind of put Detroit out of the North race for a bit, so. It's another hyped game. This is their second Monday night game, and when the Bears are going well, the city's jumping, and it's, you know, it really dominates sportscasts and the newspapers. So I think there's a lot of excitement, you know, behind the Bears right now, and I think they got a lot of, you know, they still yet to play some great competition, but, you know, they got the Texans and the Packers and a lot of teams ahead of them still again. So I think they have a couple more easy games here, and then the schedule gets a little bit tougher. So, but right now, yeah, everyone's pretty excited about the Bears, you know, 4-1, and Culler and Brandon Marshall really, really caused a stir, and the defense is playing pretty outstanding. So, it's another big game, you know, especially with the national spotlight on them again. So I also predict the Bears to win that game, but I think if they don't come to play, I think the Lions have the capabilities to beat them. You know, with Kelvin Johnson hasn't really gotten in the end zone yet, but I think he's due, and I think that it could be another exciting game.
One last question for Scott Powers of ESPNChicago.com. You've mentioned before Cutler. A lot of quarterbacks in the NFL get analyzed for their performance on the field. I think Cutler is the most analyzed guy on the sideline and how people kind of look at his demeanor with the rest of the team. What's your take on Cutler as a leader, and do the Bears play for him?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears support him, and I think as long as he's throwing touchdowns and doing well, that all the overanalyzation, it doesn't matter. At least it doesn't matter to me, you know. I think everything he does is overanalyzed, and, you know, he's a bit of a jerk, and I think he's a little bit cocky, and some of that stuff's true, but I get it sort of amusing, and I think he gets it a little bit too, that, you know, the media's after him, and he does act like that. You know, it's not excusable, but I think people don't care as much. As long as the Bears are playing well, they can live with that. You know, McMahon wasn't, I mean, he's a little bit funky too, and that sort of thing. So I think as long as the Bears are winning, it's fine. And I think when he knocked Marcus Webb after the one game, the Green Bay game, where they just weren't protecting, I think some of that's childish and, you know, unprofessional. But the Bears are going to do anything with him, and he's going to have to answer the same questions. But I think it's just him, and it's, And obviously Chicago media eats it up, you know, I mean, it fills the pages, so.
Well, Scott, I appreciate your time, and hopefully, come next year, maybe we can talk again, because Northwestern and Nebraska, we're going to knock heads every year.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
At Scott Powers of ESPNChicago.com, and you can log on to that and get all that following up as well. Prediction on the game, Jim, what you got?
Oh, I think he's right. I think Nebraska will win this game.
I do too.
When I look at Nebraska's schedule, Pelini said we've got six in a row to win. We got to win six in a row. I'm scared to death playing at Iowa. I don't know how bad I want to see this guy from Michigan coming in. I don't want to go to Michigan State. This might be the easiest game we have. Now, Minnesota and Lincoln probably is, This is next. This is one of the easiest games on our schedule. If we don't win this one, wait till Monday.
Yeah, well, we're going to – I think Nebraska's going to win it fairly comfortably. I really do. Well, we'll find out this weekend as they've got that early afternoon kickoff. Don't forget the Lopers are in town against Southwest Baptist as well. High school football tonight.
Kearney High at North Platte. Yeah. You know, that's going to be a big game. That's a big rivalry. I hope Kearney High plays well. Boy, you know, if they just get the job done and do what they've been doing. Kearney High's one of the top five teams in Class A, it looks like.
No question about it. Don't forget Monday, we'll talk with the coach. Coach Pelini will be back again on the Doug and Daddy Show Monday at 11.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.